Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the sights and frights in the political media. Today's topic, the trial of the Al-Qaeda 14. Definitely the story of the last week, maybe the last month, was Bush confirming that the CIA had secret prisons and naming 14 top terrorist suspects that had been transferred from them to Guantanamo Bay in preparation for military tribunals that he proposed Congress to approve his version of. The existence of black sides had been something of an elephant in the room. Everybody knew they existed, but nobody would admit it. So finally having them exposed was sort of anticlimactic. The more interesting question is, what sort of trial should these 14 men have? I'll start with the observation that whatever terrorist bigwigs these 14 were in the past, they are pretty much useless as terrorists now. They have, in the intelligence parlance, been compromised. Whatever they knew is now presumed to be known to us, and no active operative would dare contact them for fear of being discovered. Thus, these trials are not as important in terms of dealing a blow to Al-Qaeda as they are in providing a sense of justice to those who were victims of the attacks. And frankly, at some level, we all were victims of these attacks. A trial with features that we do not associate with justice, hidden evidence, coerced testimony, and so forth, will not be a justice which we can feel justified with. In addition, these will be trials that will understandably attain worldwide attention. This will be our chance to display American jurisprudence to the world and with it American political freedoms. The struggle we have with those like these 14 around the world is more than anything else a war of ideals, and it is essential that we be the good guys. We didn't win the war on communism by having better gulags and better secret trials, and neither will we win this struggle against dogmatic fanaticism by being better dogmatic fanatics. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.